United States of America, and we're going to bring it to you live, we're going to bring it to you quick, we're going to bring it to you hard. And folks, it is a Late Night Sports Junkies. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper, and my co-host, the incredible, the indelible prodigy, will be joining me shortly. Want to give a shout out to Spencer Davis, give me some lovin', that was our intro this afternoon. Wow, wow, folks, a lot of stuff going on in sports. Well, there always is. And I got to tell you, I should have gone with the Mo Money, and this would have been a shout-out to A-Roid. Well, you know what, A-Roid? This one's for you. Here comes Alvin Morning, Morning. Mo Money, baby. Yeah, baseball's not going to be giving you any love. Folks, there he is. He's on. And until we come up with an intro song for him, he's got to deal with me yelling into the speaker. Good evening, Prodigy. How you doing, man?
How's it going, everybody? Sorry I'm a little late. The computer's sort of lagging, but everything's up to par now.
Hey, let me tell you, Prodigy. I don't know if it's lagging, man. The way we're working it, you got to give it a few seconds to start up, and now you're in. Hey, I get to stall, and I get to do whatever I want in the meantime. But, hey, Prodigy, it's all good. Man, wow, a lot of stuff. Hey, man, there are a lot of happy people out there. There are a lot of gay people out there, and there are a lot of people that their pocket's going to be a lot thinner, too. And the Olympics are going on. Man, where is it not happening? What's up, Prodigy? Tell me. What's
everything's
going on
happening right now is just—it's just a crazy world, man. Everything is going down, from gay people to straight people to people in relationships. Everything is going down.
Yes, it is, and I do want to welcome all of the guests in the chat room. Thank you for joining us, and as well as all of the callers that are listening in. Don't forget to join us. Hit one on your keypad so you can get into the chat room. And folks, follow us at ndbsports.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, on Twitter, NDB Sports. And we got some likes. Hey, do it some more, folks. Let us know. We're probably going to have our own Twitter feed for this program. And our Facebook page will be starting up. But, oh, man, I've been dying. I've been busy. I've been working like a dog. That's the big dog. Prodigy.
And me and you, we're both on the same page, working like slaves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt. And, you know, I'm kind of liking it. It's a lot better being busy, is it not? Well, Prodigy, big news, and I want to thank you for sending me that stuff. Look, Sochi is already underway, and I believe the Norwegians lead everyone in the medal count. The Americans are not too far behind. As of this morning, they had 5. I believe Norway had 7. I don't know how many more. We'll get that in a bit. But what do you want to go to right now, Prodigy? What's the major story?
Major story right now in the Olympics, I would say the Americans are behind by 2 medals. The women are not looking good right now, but as far as that, hey, it's still early in the Olympics. The men's, you know, competitions are coming in tomorrow. So, it's a great rest of the week in the Olympics. So, it's going to heat up. It's going to be a lot of fights, a lot of fall downs. It should be good this week.
No doubt about it. And it looks like some stuff is finally getting in order over in the Olympics, the Sochi Olympics. And, again, callers, we do have callers, so we're going to go to you guys in just a moment. Right now, I don't know if you caught it, Prodigy, but they were showing some video on CNN early in the day, and apparently they have a lot of buses for the tourists that they were going to be using to shuttle them back and forth, and, man, it looked like there was a bus strike going on. I don't know if you saw those images, Prodigy. No one's there, apparently.
I didn't get to see any of those images, you know, to be honest with you, but I did read something about that. It sounds kind of empty.
Yep. Definitely looking some kind of empty, folks, and I think a lot of it is because people were really, really frightened about the whole terrorist angle. When the United States says they're going to station 2 ships off the coast just in case, yeah, it kind of gets a little real there, doesn't it, Prodigy?
Correct. You know, a lot of people are scared of, you know, all these threats from, I mean, like we discussed before in the future, I mean, in the past, that every Olympics is going to be the same thing, like threats. But nothing really has happened. Even here, when the Olympic Games were held here in Los Angeles, they were throwing in as well, and what happened? Nothing. It's just a whole statement, but, I mean, safety first, you know, that's what people are pretty much concerned about right now.
Now, folks, yeah, there's no doubt about it, and we're not going to pretend to tell you when all the events have happened, but we all know what happened back in the 70s over in the Munich game, you know, what a sad state of affairs, and in 1996 over in Atlanta, there was a bomb that went off. We're still getting news from that every now and then. It's like that stuff still hasn't been decided, but, you know, hopefully they're going to be event, or hopefully it's going to be an event that's without incident. But folks, we've kept them online for about 3 minutes. We're going to go to them right now. It's a Skype caller. Looks like it's an international caller, maybe not even Skype, but we're going to go to them live right now. Caller, remember there's a 1 second delay. Let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are on with the Late Night Sports Junkies. Go ahead, caller. Okay, maybe they want to stay online. Don't forget, just hit 1 on your keypad, and we know that you want to be in with us, and we appreciate it. You're listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. More than likely, Prodigy, this is yet another international caller that's listening to us. Dude, we got an audience already, man.
That's great. Hopefully he gets a call back. You know, I want to actually hear what he says.
Yep, and, well, as a matter of fact, they still are listening to the queue. And, again, folks, we do want to thank you. We know you are listening, and sometimes you listen to the archive, and sometimes you call in to listen in. So I know I should have known better. So, hey, forgive me on that one, but, again, we're glad you're listening. Oh, damn. Diego! Prodigy, I'm so sorry. Yeah, look, we're going to have to work on that one. I'm sorry. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper. He's a prodigy. Something finally happened. Well, I'm not sure if you wanted to continue with the Olympics or if you wanted to go on to something else there, Prodigy.
Hey, we could continue if you like, but we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's move on.
You know what? Here's the deal. I did all the talking last time, so this is your turn because they're going to get tired of me. They want to hear from you. So all I know is that Gridiron Girls listening, I want to thank you for that. Thanks for calling in last week. You know what to do. If you have any comments, get in the chat room. Comment away. And if not, give us a call. The number is 347-637-2306. Find us on Facebook, NDB Media. or Sports Talk with the Guys, and head on over to ndvmedia.net so you can stay up on all of our programs. Prodigy, where are you taking us?
All right, so it was a crazy week in college basketball, of course. You know, Roger, you did go to a USC-UCLA game this past weekend, which was Saturday. How was it?
As a matter of fact, I did. Thank you. It was really last minute. It was on Saturday night. It just happened. I was called either on Friday night or Saturday sometime, and one of my seminary brothers said, Rog, I got tickets. You going? Okay. I'm going. Fortunately, my sister was going to be over later that night to get her stuff done. And I said, forget it. Forget it. Can I reschedule? And she said, yes. So we did. And I went to the game, caught it with a whole bunch of USC fans, all retired. Well, most of them were. And I couldn't cheer for UCLA, man. I had I was over at the Galen Center. And I was cheering for USC. It hurt, but I was. Hey, never look a gift horse in the mouth, buddy.
Hey, I hope you didn't cheer for USC because that would you would have been. I mean, you're in their house anyways. It wouldn't really mattered, but hey,
yeah.
You know, UCLA is still a better team.
Yeah, I was actually close to the UCLA side. At first, they had the kids way up in the corner over there, and they were making a lot of noise. They caught the USC. Cheer section of fans off guard, man. You could clearly hear them. There was like about 15 of them. And then all the other fans started showing up. And USC looked good early on. I don't know if it was just that they were hotter than the other team, but they did look good. And then they just went cold, and they went cold. UCLA just started putting it to them. USC wasn't scoring. And when USC made a run at the end, I forget his name, number 10. He started hitting some three-pointers from the outside, but it's like he was the only one that was hitting the shots, and it was done. USC looked like they were going to run away with it, and instead they were trampled. Just it wasn't good. I think they were down by 15 points at one time in the second half, and it was ugly. I think
It was good to hear that you had a good time, you know, experiencing a good college game. I haven't been to a UCLA game, you know, since I was in school, put it that way. But, I've been wanting to go back and catch a few games. But as we go on, there is some situation that happened this past week. Marcus Smart, he's currently a player right now for Oklahoma State. He has been suspended for 3 games. For shoving a Texas Tech fan in the final second of Saturday's game, which is kind of crazy. I mean, I don't understand why he would do that. Maybe the fan told him something really, really bad. I don't know for him to do that, but it's really bad. I mean, his future plan was to go to the NBA, but that could leave a very big mark in his profile, especially for that. And I'm not sure what the NCAA is going to do about this type of situations. But they need to do something pretty fast.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what has been said, but yeah, Prodigy, this is not good. You're already having this happen. Look, you played games. You've been out there with your family at sporting events. You've been to baseball games, and you've played your own games where people are always talking a lot of smack. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's pretty rough, and you just got to grin and bear it. Anyone who says he doesn't hear it is full of it, but you got to put it to the side. And otherwise, the minute the fans know, or whoever's cheering against you, the minute they know that they get under your skin, oh, my God, it's 10 times worse, huh, Prodigy?
Correct, exactly. I mean, you just got to stay away from the bad stuff that's going on. You have to. I mean, it's your career on the line. I want to look at. I mean, that
it's
pretty much,
you know,
could just ruin your future.
You know, Prodigy, it's your career, it's your future, it's everything. I'm not sure if I've told you this story, but it happened. You guys can check the calendar. I've told it numerous times on the other program, but on April 16th, 2002, right after tax season, I was somewhere. My wife was with my goddaughter. They were somewhere shopping. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go to a game. I was in Office Depot. I called my buddy, Mixmaster Mike, who's been on the program. I said, what are you doing, dude? Let's go to the Angel game. I said, yeah, we got a few friends. We went down there, and we were seeing the Texas Rangers versus the California Angels. And, oh, man, look who shows up in the third inning. Oh, and we had bullpen seats. So we were, like, right, you know, in the family section, we were right behind the bullpen. And about the third inning, John Rocker shows up. Remember him, Prodigy?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This guy shows up almost right away. No, he's no longer in baseball. He did a few B-movies, some slasher flick. He's an idiot. In the fourth inning, the fans were really getting on him, just being stupid, and he turned around and he yelled into the stands. He says, oh, yeah? That's fresh. Come up with something new, man. And I remember, you know, saying to the guys right next to me, I said, dude, we're in the fourth inning. They haven't been saying anything, and you're already answering them back? That was not good. And you guys have heard the story. I got into a shouting match with Rocker. And I'll never forget it. I was three rows back from where they were in the bullpen, and someone said, hey, Rocker, why don't you sign my ball with the Knicks? You know, because he's stupid. And there were some other things going on. And you know what? Why don't you go ahead and why don't you continue the program right now, Prodigy? Something came up. I'll bear with you.
Okay. All right, guys, moving on from college to NBA. Well, we do live in Los Angeles. We got some Laker news again for you guys. Pretty much, Steve Nash is out again. Nothing really new. But, hey, I think for that guy to pretty much call it a career because he just came back from an injury and just re-hurt his leg again. I mean, there's pretty much nothing. He's just saying to himself that it's good, nothing really serious. He could go back in court. But honestly, I pretty much think he's pretty much done. That guy is just old. He's 40.
I cut in. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off right now. You know what, dude? It's true. It's sad with all that what's going on. You know, look, Rocker, like I said, got into the shouting match with the idiot. I'm surprised he didn't get kicked out. They didn't kick me out, man. The guy's two times my size. But when you get under their skin during it's just horrible, man. There's nothing you can do about it. And you got to bear with it. And this guy who's in basketball, he hit a fan during the game. Dude, this guy is, what, suspended for three games, right?
Correct.
You know what? He's got to get some anger management stuff, and he's got to get that fixed. Otherwise, it's going to be bad.
Exactly. His ego is so high right now. It's just that he's definitely going to have to learn from this and just go on from this because it's really bad. And what do you think? What do you think of Steve Nash and his most recent injury?
Steve Nash got hurt again, right? You know, let me tell you, if the Lakers were offering minimum contracts for 44-year-old guys that can run down the court, I'd sign up in a heartbeat, dude. Because apparently Nash, the professional idiot, can't even walk up and down the court.
He can't. He's pretty much can't. His legs are just done. It's giving signs. I keep getting hurt. He's pretty much done. But he's just being stubborn, and he just wants to continue playing. He just says nothing really serious. But it's just his time to retire. I know it's hard. I know he loves playing the game. But it just sometimes you just got to call it quits. He's 40 years old. And his average is a good amount. I mean, 9.3 points, you know, 5 assists over, like, what, 24 minutes, which is not bad. But you just got to call it. When it's time, it's time. And to top it off, he's expecting to play Tuesday against Utah Jazz, which it's a bad idea. He's pushing it. And I really don't think he should do that.
It's done, Prodigy. Sometimes you've got to know when it's over with. But you know, this guy has been one of the top players in the NBA for a long time. And I guess it's hard to accept when your body is saying no and the spirit is still saying yes. And I guess I can sympathize with that. But, dude, the facts are overwhelming. You take a step on the court and you get hurt. You're off 3 months, you come back, you get hurt again. You're off again, you get hurt again. Dude, you're done.
Exactly. First, he came back from his back, and now his leg, and I wonder what's next, his foot. You know, Pau Gasol is playing off of an injury, which is pretty much making it worse, I would say. And he needs to be very careful, or else he's going to end up with Kobe Bryant and Steve Nash on the bench, and the Lakers are seriously going to be in more trouble than what they already are.
Well, as a matter of fact, didn't the Lakers have to play with five guys after they lost someone when they were fouled out?
Correct. They had so many people fouling out, they just had to continue playing with those amount of players. They had no choice. It was a bad night for the Lakers.
So what's going to happen to the Lakers, man? Are they going to be doing anything this summer season?
This season, they're done. I mean, the Western Conference is looking pretty strong. Oklahoma State is just out of this world right now. They're just whole Western Conference is too good. The Lakers don't have the team to make the last seed, the last playoff seed. I would say the Lakers after this season, you know, make some moves, sign some good players off the draft, maybe even make some trades to get some good players. And I would say next year they'll be back in the playoff positions and they should be fine next season. But this year, Kobe Bryant shouldn't even rush in getting back. Steve Nash should just sit down the rest of the season. Pau Gasol should just, you know, give it a rest. Let the younger guys play, get more experience. So that way, in the next following seasons, they'll be better than ever, and they're going to be a great young team next year.
Prodigy, I have a special guest on with me. He said no. He doesn't want to say anything, but I'm still going to ask him. I know it's unfair. He's a man who defends this country. I'm not going to, you know, put anything else out there. But he's visiting with me right now, and I'm going to ask him about the Lakers. And I know he probably doesn't care about the Lakers, and he's shaking his head, and that's fine. The Lakers suck this year. What are your opinion on the Lakers?
I have no comment on the Lakers. I'm a Clipper fan this year, I guess.
Oh, my God, we have a Clipper in the house.
We got a Clipper fan.
Yep. Paul just returned.
No, I'm good. I have no comment. I'm just not dumb about sports.
Dude, you know what, Prodigy? I put him on the spot. He told me, no. Don't go on air, but he was cool about it. And, I'll leave it at that. That's right. We actually could talk tactics, but then I think that's on our Weekend Warrior show. Because I'm the Weekend Warrior. But it's all good, dude. It's all good. At least he's playing along. He let me go. Dude, the Lakers are done. It's over. It's sad that we're in Clipper Town. And it's just pathetic, man. It's just pathetic. But thank God I'm a baseball fan. And Dodgers, Angels, and Yankees are coming up, dude.
Yes. Speaking of Dodgers... The Dodgers pitchers and catchers have reported early due to the early season they're going to start in Australia. So their club pretty much started earlier before any other clubs. And the Dodgers are taking a few interviews and they're saying that they're feeling good. Chad Billingsley started throwing again off the bullpen, little by little getting back up there. And they're looking pretty good right now. You know, they're feeling confident that it's going to be a great season. You know, Greinke, he's looking forward to having a great season. Same thing with Kershaw and Ryu. And it's going to be a great season of baseball. Hopefully, you know, the Angels-Dodgers games be even better this season with the competition of Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton. It's going to be a great season.
I'm looking forward. The Dodgers are going to be a lot better off than they were last year. And if they can get one more pitcher, I think these guys are just going to be really, really tough to beat if they're healthy. This team really looks good. I'm holding out hope, man. I don't know about the Angels, but if they play anywhere near their potential, I think the Angels can be dangerous too. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be a a freeway series, but it would be exciting if it was.
They can. They just need to work on their pitching. But, I mean, offensively, I think they're pretty decent. But pitching-wise, it's what they really need right now. They picked up some few young guys. Hopefully, that gives them a little boost. But, hey, you know, it's baseball. They can even make your break. That's how it really works.
All right, man. Guillermo, I sent you a message through the Blog Talk Radio. It looks like something has come up for me. Do you want to go ahead and continue the program? But I'm actually going to have to bow in the next 5 minutes.
Hey, sounds good.
Anything else you want to do you want to continue the program?
We can end it early if you like, so that way you can continue on. I know you're in a rush.
Unfortunately, well, you know, I'm always in a rush. Unfortunately. I'm going to have to end it right now. Anything else you want to go over in the last 5 minutes or so?
The last 5 minutes we could talk about. Let's see what great news we have here. Hey, there's a big issue going on right now in the NFL, which one of the United States senators is pretty much threatening the Washington Redskins over their name. He's desperately try to do whatever it takes to demand him to change that name. For some reason, it's kind of pathetic to say, you know, the Redskins have been the names for a good amount of time, but it's just, I think it's kind of stupid, in other words. It's like, dude, just let it be. It's not politics, it's football. That's the way I see it.
Well, you know, it is something that is offensive to people, and I'm glad I'm really not involved in it. But, you know, there are a lot of teams that have names that are offensive to people. And what are you going to do about it? Some people think the name Clippers is just offensive, but what do I know? You know, some others will probably say, you know, the Mariners are offensive, but I don't know. Someone did a study some years ago, probably before you were born, Prodigy, about all the names in sports. And I think that 70% of all the names mean something derisive, racist, or just flat-out hateful.
I'm going to say a quote that he said. It said, the National Football League can no longer ignore this and will perpetuate the use of this name as anything but what it is, a racial slur. You said it, my man.
So are you wanting the Washington Redskins to change name? To, like, the Washington, whatever?
Washington Indians, in other words?
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
they have no other choice. I mean, they would have to seriously change the whole logo. You know how much money are they going to lose? How many, like, fans are they going to lose over this? It's going to be a big problem for them. They will certainly have to talk about this. They're pretty much, Congress is going to send a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday to pretty much the support of the name change. They're pretty much forcing him to do it. So
wow.
We'll see where this is going to go.
Yeah, that is just not good. Not good at all. Well, folks, we are doing an abbreviated program today, and it's really more due to my fault than anything else, and it's not Prodigy. I know he's ready to go. We're going to have a lot more to talk about next week. We're going to ask you to bear with us, but it is a great start. We've done a 2-week, and I got to tell you, just go ahead and, as I said, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and there's a lot more that we're going to be doing, folks. I'm looking forward to it, and Prodigy, what else have you got, pal? Because we are going to be calling it.
Hey, we could, as far as right now, we have nothing more. We could end it great night.
All right, guys. Again, we want to thank you. Head on over to ndbmedia.net, twitter.com/ndbsports, and you can find us on Facebook. We are NDB Media. Again, thank you. Don't forget to catch our other programs. You can find us on the main website. Lots of guests going on all the time, and we're debuting 2 new programs over the next 2 weeks, one on Friday, one on Monday. Check it out, and, we're going to do it with Mets program. The Yankee fan here is hurt. Guys, we'll see you. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.
Have a good night, folks.